Welcome back to the City of Palms podcast. Two brothers got together. We started a podcast to shine light on talented individuals in the Southwest Florida area. Thank you for watching, viewing, listening, and subscribing.
Episode 109.
We're back, y'all, and it's been a minute, but you know we came through with it, man. And
fire it up.
I know if you're watching on YouTube, you see the new studio set up behind us and all around. People we got going on, man. You see the Primitive DBZ collab around us. We got DBZ. Everything, man. We got the setup, man. I got my side kind of DBZ'd out. Brian's side is more skate. He's got so much, like, legendary skate stuff.
Yeah, I might get some close-up shots of some of this stuff. Like this poster from Jamie Thomas when I bought that Zero ring. I've never hung that up anywhere, so it's cool to have that up now. Some sick Trans World magazines, classic. When Nyjah had dreads.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Tony Hawk drawing.
Yeah, you definitely got a lot, man, to Gohan, I'm gonna have to ask.
Come on, buddy. I just wanted to make it a little more personal, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought that would be a good idea for, like, each of us to have our side and just go crazy.
Yep. And I'm going to add, you know, I'm adding to mine. I don't know about Brian, but I'm going to be adding to mine.
And I feel like things will change out over time, you know?
Yeah, definitely as seasons come in and everything. I'm hyped on the backdrop, though, what's behind me. If you're just listening on podcasts, you know, on streaming services, I highly advise go over to the YouTube. Yeah, check us out, man. Check out the work we put into the studio. GoPro, start recording.
There you go.
All right. So, you know what I mean? Like, we really did that.
We really did that. We really did that.
Okay.
We really did that.
All right. But, you know, so, yeah. All right, chill. Actually, what I meant to do, I mean, if we're being real. Give it up for the one time. But, hey, on the real, honestly, we've been busy, man. I honestly, like, you know, we missed some weeks, man. Honestly, we missed some weeks, which wasn't cool. But we're back, and we're back to stay.
Yeah, I feel like it had to happen.
Yeah, we need to get it. Breaks may have to happen, dude, because, again, like, until y'all just subscribe, bro, and share with a friend, and we start getting that ad revenue, and this can be a full-time thing.
We're grinding out here, dude.
We're running, bro. Honestly, tell you the hours I'm putting in. Just, and I'm not trying to brag, but, like, I used to work 40-hour weeks construction, and I thought that was a lot. I'm working 72-hour weeks now.
Yes, sir.
And it's a different type of work, and I do enjoy it more, but it is a grind. You know what I mean? It's a 6-day-a-week grind, and we've got 1 day a week to record this podcast between our work schedules currently. So, and I've been praying, you know, that opens up more. You know, we want to deliver the content. We do. We're here dedicated for it. So, you know, share with a friend. Like, comment, subscribe. We're here every Monday. Tap in. This episode 109. But, yeah, I feel like there's been a minute where I haven't really addressed kind of what I do. And I know, you know, we get new listeners, whatever, people tapping in. This may be your first time listening. And if so, welcome.
Welcome.
But, yeah, I used to work construction, you know, starting this. I worked construction and restaurant, kind of half and half, and then just construction. And then up until recently, this past year, it's been so much stuff has happened this past year where I have, like, completely transitioned careers and gotten into sales where on a commission-based aspect. And that's been one thing where I always had this little jog in the back of my mind. Like, I should do sales. Like, my parents would always say, like, oh, you'd be good at sales, because, like, I was always selling stuff, you know what I mean? Buying and selling stuff. And, like, oh, you should do good at sales. And, like, commission always kind of scared me. So I just would work and get that check. And I took a leap, you know? Like, I felt it. You know, I felt God was telling me to just do something. So I took a leap March of 2021. And I just took a leap and never looked back, dude. And it's been amazing, honestly. For so many reasons. For so many reasons. And I just encourage. I don't know. I say that to encourage. Like, I sell windows, doors, anything to the exterior of the house. And, like, it's just funny how it worked out. Like, and even if you don't have, like, construction experience. Because, like, when I always thought about sales, being that I have a car background, that I wanted to be involved with cars, you know, all my life. Like, growing up when I was a kid, I wanted to be a mechanic because I just love cars. And I thought, if anything, I would sell cars, you know. It just made sense because I was like, oh, I love cars. It'd be so easy for me to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so blessed that I don't sell cars because, like, I look at car salesmen and I'm like, ugh, like, no. Like, and just the commission aspect of a car salesman is, like, way worse than what I do. And it's funny. Like, it kind of helped with the background that I had to kind of now do what I do, selling windows, doors. But I just do encourage, like, anybody who's kind of on the verge but scared of that commission to at least try it, because I'm telling you, I was scared. And starting training, I was scared. I was terrified. When I started training, you know, there's a thing you got to learn. There's a pitch you got to learn and a way you've got to do it. And, like, the second or third day of training, I just wanted to quit. Like, I thought it was too much and just was feeling like, oh, you can't do it, you can't do it. But I just stuck with it, and it has truly been amazing. So I do just encourage anybody who is, like, on that verge to give it a shot and reach out to me if you do have any questions, or if you are in the Fort Myers area wanting to do that and take the shot. I mean, reach out, because I work for a company and be more than happy to kind of work with you and make it happen. Change my life, be happy to change yours, or at least try. So yeah, shout out to all my salesmen.
Heck yeah. It's crazy how you're working more now, but you feel more fulfilled in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And, you know, sales is, it's a grind for sure, a different type of grind, like I said. It's, and I knew it kind of would be, you know, it's a lot of driving. It's a lot of you time, you know. It's like, yeah, there's times where I was in, you know, I'm in Venice and I stop at a library in Venice, like, you know, or stop at a coffee shop here and just kind of like do you. I read books. I'm like, you know, doing work based things or whatever I got to do. Sometimes you don't have that time all the time, but sometimes that time does occur often, and you can kind of get things done that way. So it's not always clocking into a place and doing it that way. But it is a grind, you know. I'm not going to sit here and say it's like easy work. And then sales in itself has been a grind like never before. I mean, dude, it's honestly gets to a point where, you know, there's high, like anything, there's highs and lows, and there's no better feeling than like walking out with a signed contract. But when you're like not doing that over and over, it does get to you. But keeping a positive mental attitude in it is important, and just, you know, never shortchanging yourself and really kind of just always sharpening your pencil. You know, like there's a lot of guys that get into sales and just get in it, learn what they need to and do their thing. They may just be average, but me personally, I'm the type of guy that anything I'm going to do for work, I'm going to do it wholeheartedly, and I'm just going to strive to be the best I can possibly. That's what I've done through anything.
100%.
And, give it 110%. And in sales, you know, I've listened to a lot of, like, podcasts, sales-based podcasts or CEO podcasts, real estate stuff, like guys who own businesses, you know, like network-based things, following those types of people on Instagram, GoPro, start recording. Following those types of people on Instagram, and just trying to sharpen my pencil. But there's guys I talk to that don't even do that. And it's like, I don't understand it, but yeah, it's been great. You know, again,
you learn something from every lead, huh?
You
like
do.
You kind of approach it as absolutely. Like, no matter what, you're learning something in that experience.
Absolutely. Like I've talked to, I just talked to this new rep that I have today, kind of called him just to touch base and see kind of how he's doing. Cause I like to do that. Cause I know, again, it's scary when you get out there on your own, especially when you're in kind of struggle phase. So I just called him and see how he was doing. And he said that same thing. Like, you know, I'm just learning through every lead. I'm like, man, keep that attitude. Because you really do, you know, and with what I do, we do the same thing three times a day, 6 days a week. So you're constantly learning, you know, and constantly sharpening that thing and honestly running into the same questions, the same objections 9 times out of 10. So, you know, like I realized with exterior siding, like that's something that I personally have put on one time in my life, not even with the company I used to work for. I did it during the pandemic to my own house. Just like re-put siding on and like learning what I've learned. And like, you know, I didn't have the confidence I do now, but like I'm great at selling siding, dude, and windows too, and doors. I need to get my bathrooms up to par, but like it's just great, dude. It's great. Like it's so cool how that it, and it's just building, you know, because I've done so many, you know, I've worked it for almost a year. Like, wait, actually February coming up on a year now, really. It's almost going to be a year that I started March of 2021.
That's
so
crazy.
It's about March of 2022. So I've been doing this for the past year. And honestly, this like my first year of sales has been great. Like, I don't want to throw numbers out there, but well over what I made with construction, well over. And it's worth it. Again, I just wouldn't look back. So anybody who fears commission, don't call me, DM me on Instagram, King Lombardo 47, work for a company. It's got 6 locations throughout Florida. So if you're anywhere Florida based, wanting to make the transition, DM me on Instagram,
give it a try,
or email cityofpalmspodcast@gmail.com. But and I don't know if we've talked really about goals. I know we've got new listeners coming on. I just want to kind of briefly touch on kind of the end goal. Obviously, any new listener, City of Palms podcast, we kind of talk about anything and everything. You know, our main goal when we started the podcast was really to shine light on talented individuals in this area, you know, and we've really done well at showcasing that. Right now, again, with only, unfortunately, one work day or one day a week being a Saturday as well doesn't help to get guests in, you know, so we can't always get the guests in. So when it's just a me and Brian episode, it's just a me and Brian episode. So we kind of just do our thing. We kind of just shoot it. So this is what we're doing. But our goals, you know, like if anyone's listening and isn't aware of kind of the end goal, we talk a lot of skating. Skate is at the core. Always been kind of athletes growing up, but you know, we want to renovate the skate scene, you know, in this area. Again, born and raised skaters. We've been skating here since we were kids. Like, I'm the youngest of 3. Brian's the middle. And we started skating because of our oldest brother. So I've been skating seriously since as long as I can remember. I did take a break through, like, high school and middle school, a little bit through middle school. But constantly skating.
Yeah. Quarter pipe in the driveway.
Yeah, quarter pipe in the driveway from when I was a kid. And yeah, like we really just want to renovate the skate scene and have kind of, I don't want to talk too much about it, but just have a big nice thing. That's all I'm going to say. I really don't want to like say too much about it, to be honest with you. I realized that. I wanted to, but then I just realized I don't.
Yeah. We want to provide some things that the community needs, basically.
that it doesn't have.
Yeah, if we provide a few things that are of high quality, it could really, you know, do some cool things over the years, you know?
Facts.
Imagining like in 10 years' time or something. Yeah. And other people are doing the same around here. There are other people who are also building some little, you know, cool little communities, cool little like pockets of the skate scene.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And I can't.
Ride Nature.
Yeah.
I just want to shout out Ride Nature. You know, we had Nick on, who he's currently in Colorado. Shout out Nick. Nick at all times. I hope you're doing well up there. I see your story and stuff. I know you are doing well. Killing it. Park up there looks sick. But, you know, Ride Nature down here, doing a lot of good things. I love everything they're doing. That contest they're doing right now, I think, is pretty cool, too, especially for the community. That's something that you haven't really seen around here. You know, it's something you see more of, like, the legendary spots up in L.A. and stuff like that. Down here, we just kind of think, we don't really have too many spots. But it was kind of cool to see, like, their list of, like, five spots where you're like, those are our spots, yeah.
Yeah,
those
are spots everyone knows.
Yeah.
And it just gets you thinking, what tricks could I get? Like, what tricks could I get there?
Have you entered?
No, I haven't put anything in.
You wanting to, or?
Yeah, there was one trick I was trying a couple Sundays ago at the Harborside Ledges. And I feel like there's, like, a couple variations of this one trick. And I feel like if I get those, that'll be my submission.
Heck yeah.
I actually went to the Joann's DIY today, and I thought about getting a clip, but I didn't want to waste the lady's time. So I just, like, did a couple tricks for her for that shoot. But, yeah, shout out them. That's cool. That's, like, pushing the scene, you know what I mean? And the way they're building the ramps out back and, you know, just creating such a welcoming environment. GoPro, start recording. Only answers to you.
So, no, you just gotta give it a second. Yeah. Shout out Ride Nature. Everybody doing it out there.
And all the Madhouse guys are doing cool stuff too.
Yep. Madhouse.
They stay active on Instagram. Their night sessions look fun. Just the when they all get together and skate their ramps and stuff in their warehouse. Sick.
Yeah. You have a key. You can go.
Hey. Wait, sits behind you. We could probably go if we just hit them up, like ask what day they're going to be there. We could go, but yeah, I don't know.
Just got to time it right.
Mm-hmm. You know? Because we only have, you know, a day or two a week to skate too.
Yeah, exactly.
So sometimes we just want to like meet up in the driveway and, you know, get a little session, meet up at Veterans.
Yep. That St. Pete trip was dope.
Yeah, skating's been great lately, dude.
Skating.
We needed that.
Yeah. Oof, yeah. I got some tattoos. Got some new tattoos. Went out to St. Pete for my birthday. Shout out 13 Arrows Tattoo Shop.
Yep.
What
a great way to start the trip. Like, getting your tattoo, dude. Being so satisfied. And then, what, La Gloria? Was that the name of the taco spot? Yeah. Right next door taco spot. I slid through.
Best tacos I've ever had in my life. You were in that St. Pete area.
Very great. Definitely going there next time.
Definitely. Dude, I don't know what they call them, the burra tacos or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to go back.
Not bad prices either.
No, not at all.
I even got a little dessert.
Yeah, dude, not at all. Yeah, and then skating was dope. Shout out Anchor.
Yeah, they took care of us. Yeah. I don't know how I did that. I didn't bring t-shirts when I packed my bags. I only brought the t-shirt I was wearing. Didn't pack any t-shirts. So that was one of me and Danny's first stops after we hit the Airbnb. Yep. Went to Anchor Skate Supply so I could grab a handful of tees. I'm so glad I did too. Yeah. Looking through my closet now, I'm like, heck yeah, dude.
I bet. I'm kind of upset I didn't get one. I'm like, man, I should have.
And bro, I'm probably going to switch over to those Etnies. I copped a pair of those Etnies and I look at them in my trunk every day and I'm just like, bro, they look so sick with my new board too. The next board I'm going to skate. Can't wait.
Yeah.
But I was skating today and just realizing how bald the Kariumas are getting.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be time to switch them out. Maybe time to switch them out. Holographic Jake was the guy that took care of us over at Anchor Skate Shop.
Anchor Skate Supply.
Anchor Skate Supply.
Yup. Anchor Skate Supply. They do cool things, dude. I love their little community in St. Pete.
I know, dude. Like, I want I want that here. I want
yeah,
that
dude. That it's
here.
Very like close knit, organic. You know, the way they just had their ramps chained up to the fence out back. It's like, bro, that's skater right there.
I wonder where they skate outside of there.
It looks like under that bridge had an area right outside, like right across the street. Under that bridge had like a flat ground area that they set up the ramps.
That'd be so sick.
Right? How perfect. Because then you just pop them out for like an hour or two and then just like pull them back in.
Bro, that's sick. That's sick. Dude, my car did get towed. That was a crazy
thing.
That
was crazy.
Like literally we got the shirts.
Yeah, we got the shirts and then we went to downtown St. Pete.
We went downtown, get some groceries. Stopped at the Publix there. Parked our car at the parking lot. Didn't see. We're literally driving in one way, and traffic's crazy over here. They're telling you one way here. I'm not used to that. I'm like, oh, it's crazy. I'm going here, see the exit to a parking lot, and I'm like, there's nobody in this parking lot. A couple cars, but I'm like, dude, we could park here. Should I just pull in this exit? Because there's like nobody like that's gonna like crash into me. Try to like loop all the way around, try to find the entrance? Brian's like, get it, bro. We're like, all right, bro. Like, I was going to do it. Like, I'm like, all right, bet. Like, regardless, I was going to do it. It was a no-brainer. You know what I mean? Like, nobody was inside. It was like, obviously, other than pulling all the way around onto a main road, going all the way around. So I'm like, all right, do it. Get in, park. We go to Publix to get the groceries. It's fine. We unload the groceries. It's fine.
Then we go get a bite to eat.
Come back.
Where's the car?
It's not so fine.
And we thought it was stolen.
Dude, where's my car?
For a second, I'm like, dude, which way do we run?
For a second, I thought somebody stole the Infiniti. And I was like, hold up. Wait a minute. Where's the 9mm? At the Airbnb. Dang it. Actually, yeah. Could have been in the whip. Damn tow truck drivers. I'm still confused. I want to know how they got it out in two without breaking anything in my car. Because it's an all-wheel drive car. So when the car's in park, I'd imagine that every wheel is locked. Because when you hit the gas, every wheel spins. So how'd you, like, pick it up and move it? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, even if you towed it onto a flatbed,
it has to roll.
It has to roll onto the flatbed. Unless you just, like, drag that thing. But, like, bro, drag my car, bro. You feel me? I got pictures of that place, man.
Were taking pictures.
And we can even post them up. It's BS. Like, I can send them to you, and we can post them up. So, if you're watching on YouTube, you can GoPro, start recording. So, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see them. But because it's BS, dude. Like, cars across the street from where I parked in the same parking lot, but across the lane, those signs said reserved parking in front of the parking space. Where I was parked did not say reserved parking. And there was two cars parked right next to me. Little did I know it was some sort of residential thing.
And it was like an empty parking lot.
Yeah. Just like, bro, don't y'all got better things to do?
For real. That's what I was thinking.
Like, I'm on vacation, bro.
Dude, he felt so bad, too. Unless he's got no soul. When you're like, bro, I got groceries in the car. Like, left the car for 10 minutes.
I know, dude. He had to feel bad. $140 to get it back, in case you're wondering. If you're ever in the St. Pete area,
watch them signs.
They get you. I'm looking forward to future trips, though.
Me too, bro.
Future trips are going to be hype. Because that kind of set the mood. Like, now we know, too, if we are going to take the time to call off work and do this and do that, do the two-day trip.
Dude, 2 days in that Airbnb would have been... Yeah,
would have been right.
A1.
Would have been right. Because when we went to Jacksonville, 2 days felt like, do we live here? Like, do we live with Nigel yet? Or is that not till next month? Because it was just crazy. I mean, Steve still texts me, and I'm like, Barrett.
You're like, leave me alone.
Barrett, it was one night. I lent you 500 so you could go to that. And I was like.
Dude, one crazy idea I had the other day was us taking a trip all the way up, like, to Ohio, Pennsylvania. All of us going up there and skating.
Woodward. Week trip to Woodward. I'd pay for that.
And, dude, if we drove through the town I lived, I could show you all, like, the spots. There's some sick spots that I never got to hit.
Imagine we Airbnb at your old crib.
Bro, that I would...
If it was for rent.
That'd be, like, really fun, actually.
I know, right? Did you know when mom and dad went to Missouri past couple years
ago?
Yeah,
they stayed in the house she stayed in as a kid.
She grew up at.
That's wild.
Stayed in the house she lived at as a kid. That is wild. Like, what? It's cool. And they had no idea when they booked it. Like, they didn't know until they got there.
Really?
I know this house. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I thought they talked to a family member or something like that.
No, dude. They're, like, on Airbnb. They're like, oh, this place is cheap. And, like, they get there. And
that's
like,
wild.
Wait. I lived here. I mean, that's crazy,
that's
dude.
That's insane.
Like, honestly, I know. Dad told me that. I'm like.
And the fact that, like, the rest of the family was with him, too. So that was, like, probably a really special trip.
Yeah. 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 I wish we could stay in Miami. We got to get our bread up to stay in Miami. $600 a night. $600 a night.
That's crazy. Imagine two.
That's what I was saying. Dude, what is going on?
Boys having fun.
I'm sorry.
Boys making beats.
Nah.
Would you be down for a Pennsylvania trip?
I would, honestly. I really want to see snow.
I'd pay a lot of money
for
us to stay in the area to show you, like, dude, just some of the hill bombs alone. Like, just skating outside the Airbnb would be sick as a crew.
It would, dude. It would. I was going down Fort Myers Beach today because I had a meeting there, and I saw this one stair set that had, like, a lot of run room that was pretty sick.
What? Let me see this. Is that on the beach?
Uh-huh.
I've skated that before.
Really?
Yeah. What? It's a quick kick out spot, but it's sick. It's a good little stair set.
I saw that. I was like, I'm taking a picture of that because I was in traffic anyway.
Dude, I thought about driving down to the beach.
And I took that drive.
Looking at the 11th
You recommended to that kid at church the other day. I took that drive today just because I'd went up north from my house, like went up north to it, you know, from like Gladiolus.
Uh-huh.
Went up to Fort Myers. And then when I left, the guy was like, oh, you better go south. But my 12 p.m. was in Lehigh. But I took southbound. So I hit that drive going all the way back to Bonita and hit Bonita down to Bonita Beach, all the way down to the highway. Got on the highway, took it down.
Good drive, right?
Like Colonial. Yeah, it was a good drive. Or actually took it down to Daniels, down to 82. But yeah, it was a solid drive. Solid drive. Long drive for what I did, but that drive was nice, especially because this morning it was like foggy out, really foggy out on the beach, super foggy. And it was just nice, like windows down, like vibing.
I bet.
Yeah, it was nice.
I used to take that a lot when I would Instacart, whenever I'd have to go from like, I'd be in like Fort Myers Beach doing an order, and then it'd be like Bonita, like $60 order. And I'm like, oh crap, take that. And then that's such a long drive that I would just take the back way down the beach. True.
Dude, you've seen snow. That's crazy to me.
I've never seen snow.
Skated in snow.
That's crazy. Like, I'm hyped to, like, there's so much I haven't done. Like, I haven't seen snow. At the end of the day, though, I don't think I would really, like, love it. Unless I was probably snowboarding in it. But other than that.
Yeah, it would honestly suck if it snowed while we were on a skate trip.
Oh, for sure. Like, I would hate that. But I wouldn't want to plan. If I went to Pennsylvania, I'd go in, like, June or July. Like, you know, if we planned that.
Dude, that'd be so beautiful.
Yeah. And you're paid off summer. Like.
Yes.
That'd be lit to go.
Skate tour, dude.
Yeah, you ain't got nothing to do. But like,
take a week.
You get paid to go skate trips.
Stop by the shred quarters.
Yeah.
Warehouse Wednesday.
Yeah, they'll let you in. You got a key to it. wrong warehouse.
Oop, ah. This isn't. Oh, okay. Took a wrong turn.
Yeah.
We probably could do that, dude. Honestly.
We could. Well, then let us in. Just show them the YouTube video.
Shoot them an email. We're stopping by.
Yeah. Hey, we're stopping by. We got more.
What time
gifts.
Would be best?
I'll give them that rocket ship. Paint it red. I made it for you.
Got a gift for you.
I made it for you.
Honestly, imagine if we had a Warehouse Wednesday.
That'd be sick. That'd be cool. That'd be cool. Would you ever snowboard?
Yeah, I'd snowboard.
Me too. But I'm hyped to, like, I'm really hoping that this summer I can leave the country, me and Bree. Yeah. Is Puerto Rico leaving the country?
Technically.
Trying to leave the country. Yeah. We need passports.
Leaving the continental United States.
Yeah, we need passports.
That's a huge level up, bro. Getting passports.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
That's like the a little chunk of traveling internationally is getting that taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of tossed up between, I'm pretty sure we're going to go. So like we can go to Dominican Republic or wait. Yeah. It's not Puerto Rico. It's Dominican Republic. Is that?
Yeah. That's out of the country.
That's out of the country.
Yeah.
There we go, baby. We gone, baby. Punta Gorda. Punta Cana. Punta Cana. All expenses paid for a week. That's flight, hotel stay, resort stay, food, drink, everything. For a week, Punta Cana, per person, how much you think?
Dude, I have no idea. 1500.
Did I tell you?
No.
Quit playing.
No, you didn't tell
That's
me.
That's it.
No way.
You trying to go? No, I'm playing. I mean, you can if you want. Slide to Punta Cana with us.
When are y'all going?
Summer. I don't know exactly when.
1500.
Bree said it. And then she kind of fell back on it, but I'm full forcing it. So I'm like, because like, dude, like for real, like
that's an experience.
Every
of a
time
lifetime.
We've traveled, it's been like, dude, when we went to Blue Ridge, no cap, I spent about $2,000 to $2,500. So if she's telling me we can go to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, for $3,000, tell me when and where. Like, you know, $1,500 for me, $1,500 from her. Like I'll probably. You know, I'll pay more, but like, you know, like that $1,500 per person,
yeah,
$3,000 to get us there. And that's all expense paid for, dude. Like, you know, like what, bro? What? That's insane.
That is insane.
Insane to me.
That'll be a fun trip.
Be a really fun trip. And she asked me, would you rather do the 7 days or 4 days?
Seven.
Seven. We're going, because, bro, every time I've traveled, again, it's been Blue Ridge Mountains, North Carolina, Tennessee, states are, like, here and there, like, and the main goal's been to see snow, and it's, like, never, like, you know, like, I've never been to, like, Colorado just to, like, go out and see snow.
Mm-hmm.
Doing soon. I'm gonna come see you, Nick, at all times. We're coming soon. We should take a skate trip there.
Dude, for real, we could.
We could. But like, you know, so now I'm just hyped to get out the freaking country, go see some beautiful beaches. I gotta fix this squeak in this damn chair, but I'm hyped to see beautiful beaches. Dude, everything. I'm hyped to just drink out of a freaking coconut. I don't even drink alcohol, but I just want some water, ice water. I don't like coconut either, so I just want regular water. I want to be that guy. Here you go, coconut water, chilled. No, no, I want tap water. They give me a glass. Oh, no, 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 no. I want, no. Cut it off. Cut the top of the coconut off. Pour the coconut out and the coconut milk out.
Maybe give it a rinse.
How do you decipher coconut milk from coconut water? Like, where is it at? Where's the chamber at? Is it like, oh, you stabbed too far, and now you get coconut milk instead of water?
No, I feel like...
Or white stuff's the coconut milk's just the white stuff? Or is that the coconut meat? Like, what is that?
Yeah, yeah. There's, like, the coconut water is the raw, like, core of the coconut. And then the shell around it, if you, like, cut that up, that's, like, coconut husk or whatever.
Coconut milk is probably if you just take, like, the right. water and the husk and just mix it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, some sort of process.
Yeah, probably add some other stuff in there.
I don't really. I actually know I could drink coconut water.
You like coconut
Straight
water.
Out of it.
Yeah, you love coconut water, don't you?
Yeah, because it probably tastes
like... It's like Vita Coco?
Mm-hmm. Some of those are sweetened a little bit, but I feel like it's pretty similar to drinking right out the coconut.
I'll just be like, dude, give me, like, Hawaiian Punch in a pineapple.
Yes, That's sir.
With, like, one of those nice straws and, like, a palm tree out of it. That's what I'm in it for.
That's the vacation, dude.
Bro, I need... Before I go, I need... Cartier slides. I mean, Cartier shades. And some Gucci slides.
Swirly straw.
Yeah, swirly straw, my boy. That'd be sick, man. I can't wait. I'd be hyped. And I need it, bro. I'm like, I look forward to these so much, like vacations. Mm-hmm. Because, like,
they're important.
They're important, bro. Especially the long ones, the week ones where you can just recharge. And I really want to pray that it happens to where I can do something kind of extravagant, you know, like I pray that financially God can work it to where I can do something kind of extravagant, especially once we do have passports, like go to like Ireland and stuff. Because
yeah,
the reality is like God made Earth, obviously. So Earth, like there's so much to offer, like Earth's beautiful, you know, and you see the pics on Nat Geo and stuff like that. You see the like, Grand Canyon, stuff like that. Like, there's so much out there, and all I know is this little bubble.
Yeah.
So it's like, and even, you know, like, dipping outside of the United States, there's so, so much more. But, like, even just little hidden gems. Like, I've heard Utah is, like, beautiful. Like, for just, like, reasons that I like dirt biking and trails riding throughout everywhere and, like, shooting, you know, shooting out in your property that you own. Mm-hmm. Like, just doing that type of stuff is so cool. And so, yeah, it'd be cool to travel more and then kind of look back on, it'd be a good way to reflect,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of, I feel like, grow.
And open perspective. Yeah. Every trip to a new country will just, like, broaden mm-hmm. your, like, look exactly. at things just a little bit.
Exactly. Because even when we went to Blue Ridge, like, you saw the pics of the cabin, like, a beautiful cabin, and we would start our mornings by, like, they were, like, 50-degree mornings, 60-degree mornings, and we'd like wake up, have coffee, open all the doors, and like I'd be out on the back patio. She would stay in bed and I'd be out on the back patio. Like, they had so much cool like places to sit, and I'd just be like sitting on the balcony. Like, there's a stream running right through the river, and we're in a mountain, and there's trees all around us, and like birds are chirping, and
it's just you
outside.
And her?
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
And I'm like, we're like reading our Bible, you know, and like that, and you're just reflecting on like, this is all God's creation.
Yeah.
You know, you're just sitting in the middle of it. Yeah. And it's like, it really is life changing. So, and it's like just a faith builder.
Yeah.
And then praying that those things can happen, you know, the things that Ride Nature has done. That's why I want to get more of those guys on here, because it's like they've reached out to people, you know, they've done mission trips to
around the world,
bro, and touched a lot of kids, and probably just got to see some really cool stuff. There's even like a trendy place on TikTok. I don't know if you've seen. I think it's in like South Carolina or something like that. But you go like up a mountain and this stuff, and you walk like in this thing, and there's like benches here, and then there's like a big cross here or something, and then you walk out, and there's like. All like trees and stuff like that. But if you know, you can sit there and like pray, and like there's a cross here, and like hit it when the sun's coming down. Like it's like a TikTok, like viral TikTok stuff going on. But it's just, that's in South Carolina, you know, of all places, like even in the States. If you could go to like one place that's outside the United States, just like the first place you would go to, where would you slide to?
Well, there's, I would say Barcelona has been on my mind, like, as if I were to travel anywhere, like, first international trip. If it was like a week trip, yeah, Spain. Go to Barcelona for a skate trip.
I need to
just imagine like getting somewhere to stay for a week, and then you just have your board and your little pack, and you know,
that'd be so fun.
So much fun, bro.
I can't even like
even for like a whole like a freaking couple weeks, dude. Yeah, dude, sick.
I can't even imagine. Just to you know how like even you know like dude like imagine how cool it would be to just even do it for like 6 months.
Yeah,
just go out there and live, you know.
And a lot of that beauty would be like the urban, you know, just the culture, just almost like you'd be skating art pieces, low-key, you know, like it'd just be beautiful skating through the city, like seeing what like man has created with their hands. Like, but then if I wanted just natural beauty of just, you know, God's earth, I'd want to go to New Zealand.
New Zealand?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that?
Like where they shoot, like by like Australia down there, like an island. Cause that's where they shot Lord of the Rings and a lot of those scenes.
Is it really?
Yeah. So, and they have a Hobbit, like a Shire kind of like area you can visit. And I think I think it's in New Zealand.
Wow. I would go to, is Italy. I'd go to Italy.
Italy would be sick.
Yeah. Yep. I would definitely go to Italy. You know, if we find out where we're from in Italy, like I'm not 100%, but I think it's Napa, something like that, Naples.
That'd be sick.
In Italy, if we find out where our heritage is from, Lombardo, we'll find out where that's from, and we go there, we'll get treated like royalty. I swear, I have met with some Italians. Met with two Italians, because one Italian people, they lived in Italy, and they told me that. I was like, they were kind of, so I was like, all right. So, but then I saw another Italian people who were, they were cool. And, you know, I was talking with them, and I asked them, and they were like, oh, no, for sure. Like, yeah, no, definitely. You want to take a quick break? All right. Enjoy the ads. Go, Han. Start dancing.
This podcast is brought to you by Anchor.
Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast?
When we were trying to get this podcast off the ground, we had a lot of questions like, how do we record an episode? How do we get our podcast on all the apps people like listening? How do we make money from the podcast?
And the answer to every one of these questions is simple. Really simple, actually. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use.
And now, Anchor can match you with sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid right now. In fact, that's what we're doing by reading this ad.
And see, I got mad love for Anchor because we are, how long are we into this podcast? A year and 8 months?
Yeah.
Almost. We're going to be coming up on 2 years soon.
Yeah, dude.
In fact, next month will be 2 years. And I got to say, 2 years to this date, Anchor is the only ad that's been rocking with your boys. So.
And we've never had a complication.
No, never a complication with Anchor.
We got it out every Monday.
They really are the greatest distributor service that we could ask for.
So if you've always wanted to start your own podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start.
I can't wait to hear your podcast. Get my fit. Looking back for my cardigan, but I can't get that. And he's a snitch. He just said, bless you. After I sneezed, he said, correct you. I don't know where Gohan is, but he might be causing trouble. Cause Goten's out there causing a rubble. Is that card full too? We put four different cards in. Every card says it's full, so I'ma rap till the day's end. It's already 10:55. And it's 10:55 at night. But it's a Saturday, so it's okay. Cause on Sunday I don't work. But it's the Lord's Day. Gotta wake up for church in an hour. I'll be calling in today. Cause after midnight, it turns into today. I need to right, rapping on the beat. Part two is about to go. We got an SD and the camera. We about to hit the flash and go. We about to roll up, explode, and we going. Yeah, I'm recording on the beat and we going every day. Part two is about to go anyway. I don't know how to say it. I hope you enjoyed the ads. Coming back to you like it's first class. But we ride economy when we fly in its spirit out of Punta Gorda, cause we don't do RSW, cause that thing is way too expensive and I can't afford it. I don't know what I'ma do when I go to DR. That's Punta Cana if you didn't know. Listen to part one if you're trying to listen to the show. I don't know how you're doing if you vibe to the beat. Just say, is Biscuit on a beat? No, it's not. I don't know who did this beat. Don't charge me for copyright. If you do, we haven't made a dollar since the 2 years we've been doing this. Don't come from my Anchor account. Shout out Anchor, though. Shout out Anchor if you want to start a podcast. Do it with Anchor.
Louie.
It's the recreation. It's part two. I'm coming in like it's part two. We ain't started recording. I think I'm recording. Oh, yeah, we recording. Audio is flowing and the visuals are going. I'm wearing my orange Nike suit. Goku to my left. City of Palms podcast coming at your chest every Monday. Watch us on YouTube, listen to us on a podcast. Gohan on my right, Goku to my left. Just subscribe out of spite. I don't know, cause you're sorry for the boys. Don't be sorry. We got two black Ferraris. No, we don't. We got two black cars though, and they look pretty nice. Sometimes I flow with it. I tried not to cuss at all, so it was kind of hard. I try to be friendly for the kid viewers, man. And I try not to cuss. I don't cuss. That was good. That was good. See, back in the day when I was learning how to freestyle, not that I can, but when I was first learning freestyle, a lot of it came from cussing. And now that I've learned to be who I am, trying not to cuss is a challenge, but it makes it better.
It does.
It's still fun. I like doing that. But
I can't.
I just introed us nice to this part two segment. I hope you'd enjoyed that. But one thing that we did want to touch on is the fact that Brian has this mag here. Do you want to kind of get into this?
Yeah, I'm glad we stopped at Mom's because we've got a bunch of these Transworld mags, dude. I noticed that at Anchor Supply, they had a whole, like, catalog of Thrasher magazines that weren't for sale. But, yeah, there's some legendary issues we've got tucked away at Mom's house. And this one, the cover is legendary, dude. I popped it up at the beginning of the episode for on the YouTube channel. It's right there. Mark Johnson doing a backside nose grind. And it says, 10 skaters who changed the decade. This came out in February 2010. We're now in February 2022, 12 years after this was published. So, and I was just thinking, like, so much has changed. I feel like skating's changed a lot in the last decade, now that we're in 2022. And I was thinking, what 10 skaters we think have been the most influential this last decade, you know, since, like, 2012.
Yeah. Yeah. In any order? Like, is there someone who just stands out?
Well,
like,
look,
we don't,
like,
have to do it in any order, but is there anyone in your mind who is just undoubtedly, whether they were on that pass list or not, just undoubtedly, like, 100% flipped the game?
I'm going to say person I'm definitely putting on the list is Nigel Houston. That dude right there.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has been one of the most influential skateboarders in the last 10 years. For sure. What about you? What's the first name that pops in your head?
Well, what gives you that? What gives you that perspective? What kind of stuff do you...
Because thinking 2010 is around, like, right when Street
League... his accomplishments?
Yeah, like, seeing 2010, Nigel wasn't really, like... I guess I don't remember when his, like, you know, when he skated Tampa Am, like, when he was a little kid, what, like, year range that was. But I feel like 2010, he was kind of in the shadows. That was, like that era Nigel, when he was, like... you know, coming into his own. And then when Street League came around in 2010, that's when Nigel started just winning and winning and, like, just getting better and better and just kind of came out of nowhere with that one video part, Rise and Shine. Mm-hmm. And that was around that time, 2010. And that was with like where Nyjah Houston almost was like that when that article came out, you know, reborn yeah. almost redemption song.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
And in that now 2022, looking at Nyjah Houston, you know, 6 million Instagram followers or whatever, like really has popularized skateboarding, like almost like to, I'd say even like Tony Hawk level, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just with how winning he is.
No, definitely. Yeah, I agree. I was just wanting to see kind of why and give the listeners perspective. I agree with that too. Nyjah's definitely up there on that list. I would say.
Should we read them this list of what 2000 to 2010 the most influential?
Yeah, we
skaters?
Can go through. We can go through it pretty quickly.
Yeah, so we got Mark Johnson. You know, because this was the decade of like fully flared era.
Was theirs in order?
No, they didn't do it in any particular order. Mark Johnson, Andrew Reynolds. I think back then was when Stay Gold came out too, probably.
Oh yeah.
That legendary video part. Mark Appleyard, Dennis Buznitz, Paul Rodriguez, obviously, Eric Costin, John Cardiel, Day One Song, Heath Kerchart, Danny Way, Chris Cole. That was their list of 10. Heavy hitters, dude.
Was Chris Cole number one?
He was the last one in the article, yeah.
Even though they didn't have it anymore.
Dude, Chris Cole was like the freaking... changed the game as far as skill level, you know what I mean? Like some of these dudes just like were the Nyjah Houstons of back then. Where like some of the stuff Nyjah does, the whole skate industry is just like...
yeah.
You can do that. Like only
yeah.
you.
yeah.
You know, Chris Cole was like that. Where I feel like he was doing stuff that's just like... no one's done that before.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely. And such a young age, too, when Nyjah came out really swinging.
Because even now, he's only 26.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. How old are you?
26.
Jeez, yeah. Dude. Jeez.
He's
Isn't
a little
that
bit
crazy
older than me.
When, like, you look at people who are your age or even younger than you,
yeah.
and you're just like,
oh, Jagger
what?
Eaton is, like, your age, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
I know. I'm like, dude, I know it's crazy. But, yeah, honestly, kind of sitting here thinking, trying to see who I would put on my list. Obviously, you've got the Nyjah. It's, the thing about skating is, honestly, I don't feel like it's really almost my place to kind of sit here and say, just because almost nowadays, like, everyone almost has their little... groove of skating. I don't know. It's like, I would say, are we talking changing the industry with their skating?
I'm just talking like figures in skateboarding that have been the most influential. The ones that like, for whatever reason, whether it's personality or skill alone or whatever, just some way that this individual just really defined what the last 10 years have been in skateboarding. Like Shane O'Neill could be on there.
Well, you know who I'm going to say then? Wholeheartedly, bro. And this is going to be a wild perspective.
Let's talk about it.
And I might get some hate for this, but let's have a conversation in the comments. I'm going to say, and I'm 24 years old. I'm going to say, and I'm going to explain why I said that here in a sec. I'm going to say... Chris Roberts, Kelly Hart, Raj, Bagley, Justin Eldredge, Steezus. Because honestly, especially with just the 9 Club and the Stop and Chats and the experience for
the
sure,
last 5 years of like, their lives.
Yeah, bro. Like what? Yeah, like what I've learned from just watching that show alone, interviews and everything, in the skate culture as a whole. I would say they've been the most influential, especially not only in my life, but I see what they do in other people's life and what they document and put out for content.
That's
and,
a great point.
It's like, dude, I've heard so many stories. Like, you know what I mean? You have.
We've
too.
Learned so much
I
about
know,
skating.
Dude, about skating from just that show
and just what they did in the last experience with the skate shops. How they like shouted out all the skate shops and like all the stuff they did for Skate Shop Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they do a lot.
I'd have to give it to them because definitely you've got the Nyjahs and everything, but too, as far as influencing, it's like so crazy with skating. It's like, you know, like someone like Jamie Griffin, like you're not going to put Jamie Griffin on that list being most influential, but when you're looking on Instagram and you're seeing the stuff he does,
you're mind blown. Yeah,
you're mind blown.
That one guy, Jun Saito, do you know him?
I've seen his
crazy manual skater. Mm-hmm. He can do like Casper flips, like stuff that I bet Rodney Mullen would be hyped on with some of his combos and like just locked in laser manual skills. It's like day one level.
And sometimes just a clip on Instagram is enough to just get you going, you know, just get you to be like, mm. But, and that's just crazy too. Like what I was kind of touching on when I saw you pulling out all these magazines is it's so crazy to how back in the day when we were growing up, that was the thing of how
you consumed skating.
Like, oh, so-and-so got a full cover, full cover, you know, spread.
Or you'd see a shot, a still of a trick and just like this, like the, behind me, this front side flip. Like I would see that and be like, where is he jumping off of? Like, what? How do you? And then it wasn't until the video came out. Eventually, you bought the video, and then you got to see the clip and be like, whoa, that was, like, even bigger than I thought. You know what I mean? Nowadays, you just see everything on Instagram.
Yeah, everything now is so instant gratification with social media. But it is cool. You see these certain skaters to kind of keep things in their tuck. You know, Naja with the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Alardi is working on something.
Yeah. It's skating's, I would say, like, the same in a sense, but just, like, it's evolved so much. That's why I'd put Aaron Cairo on the list, dude.
Yeah.
Aaron Cairo has to be on that list.
Yeah, Aaron Cairo, the Revive guys.
Yeah, and that's why that is kind of hard nowadays in skating to limit it to 10.
Yeah.
There's so many people who have influenced.
It's such instant access, too. It's like, and everyone nowadays, too, as a company, the narrative has switched.
Yeah.
You know, everyone, almost every pro skater who is almost like a veteran skater has got their own company of some sort in the industry.
Their own brand.
Or backing it, you know, invested in some sort of company. Aside from skating, though, just to kind of move on to something else, kind of in the community-wise, you know, Atomic Kicks, dude, shout out Atomic Kicks,
huge
the homie
out.
Drew. We've had him on the podcast in the past, but he's the homie and he's killing it out here. And he recently got tapped in with, is the shop in Fort Myers? I think it is. Yeah. Trendsetters Barbershop lives in Fort Myers. Maybe Kate. I don't even know where it is.
I feel like it might be Cape. Yeah, let's look it up real quick.
Let's look it up real quick.
Trendsetters, dude. I was hyped to see that opening. To have like a, have just a spot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's what he needs, man. Cape Coral.
Figured it was in Cape.
Yeah. I could have sworn I saw one in Fort Myers, like, on the way. I don't know if that was, like, where the old one was, but, like, on the way recently to, like, Lehigh, I, like, saw one. And I was like, I wonder if that's where it's going to be. Like, before the grand opening was, I saw one there, and I was like, is it there? Trendsetters Barbershop said the same thing. I don't know if maybe it was the same owner. Maybe it just moved. But, yeah, I'm hyped for that. Mm-hmm. That's a cool, like, that's probably going to, if you're looking for shoes,
he'll get you hooked up. He'll get you hooked up right.
Or really anything too, you know, streetwear shirts and stuff too. Clothes. He's got you covered, dude.
Yeah, Drew's the man.
Another guy we had on the podcast that's got something going on too that I don't know if you're not 100% familiar with. I wanted to kind of run you down something kind of crazy going on. In a little YouTube world, you know, I try to stay out of the YouTube beefs. I don't really watch too many YouTubers, but a YouTuber I do watch every time they upload is Judah.
Judah's Garage.
Shout out, Judah. That's the homie. he basically, I'm not gonna, if you want to know more what I'm talking about, I would go watch his videos. Go subscribe to Judah's Garage on YouTube. You know, he posts videos of what I'm about to get into, but it's kind of a little two-part series where part one, he went to go get a car, a drift car, in North Carolina. So him and his boy fly up and go look at this car, right? Because, you know, someone hit him up about this car. He wanted a drift car, so he goes and gets it. Goes to, like, look at it. It's like a 2000 something, 2002, I want to say, like Camaro, 6-speed, all done up, motors completely done up, cammed, like things nasty. But it's kind of like got some issues, like front bumper, like it's a drift car, so like front bumper's seen some damage, got some wreck on it. What he didn't tell Judah, so like when Judah got there and it was kind of like surprised to him, was there was a crack on the bottom of the door panel all the way up to the handle, or like the door panel all the way up to the door handle, crack running through the fiberglass. And he said it had 130,000 miles on it, had 147,000 miles, and he wanted $7,500 for it. So like Judah's test driving it, and he's like ripping donuts in it. It's funny. It's cool. He's sliding in that thing. And he's like not sure if he's going to buy it though, like that night. And the guy's like pressuring him, like saying like, oh, like, you know, I've got other guys coming. Like, let me know if you want it. And Jude had already flown from North Carolina and put a $500 deposit down to like lock in, you know what I mean? Be like, bro, I'm serious about it. You feel me? But things were popping up, you know, so it wasn't like, bro, it's not like what you said, you know. Now I'm here trying to spend $7,500, but you're saying now it's got more miles and now I'm seeing more damage than what was there. So now it's like, yeah, I have to think about it. So he like gets a hotel and like the next morning goes to the bank to get the cash and goes to buy it. And because he decided like he's just going to buy it. He's like, whatever. So buys it. Right when he buys it, that's when they give him the title and he opens the title and sees a rebuilt title. This is where things go south. You know, because the guy, like, he shows the guy, like, dude, it's a rebuilt title. And the guy's like, oh, it's no big deal. It's a drift car, no big deal. And but he's like, what do you mean, no big deal? Like, because that does, like, really depreciate
value.
Yeah,
that's something you should mention.
Yeah, and so it's this whole big thing. I'm not really going to get into, like, really what happened with that, but it's this whole big thing. Judah gets his money back, you know, screw that. Gets his money back, and then... Basically, I mean, that's basically it. There was some escalation. The guy is like, oh, I'm going to sue you. You know, like, Judah put in his video, like, at the end of it, like, the guy's, like, talking about suing him. But it's like, bro, you have no right. Like, you know, you got no right. If anything, you're in the wrong. Because Judah even asked him. Like, he was like, you told me the title was clean. And the guy's like, no, I didn't. I just found out. And, like, Judah's like, I asked you if the title was clean. You said yes. And he's like, well, no. He's like, if I did, like, my bad. I was mistaken. Like, I'm just finding out it was rebuilt. I'm just like, that's not a my bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a.
That's some information you withheld. Yeah. Sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah. So, shout out Judah again, man. The homie. But.
He has been killing it, though.
That guy. Yeah, he's been killing it, dude.
The new driveway.
The amount of cars he buys, like, every video, it's like. Knew this, knew that. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, for
he's
real.
He's like, and like he'll post it on his Instagram, like getting a steal on this. I'm like, at what point, you know? At what point? I feel you, but I love it. I love it. But I'm just like, dude, that's so cool. But
imagine once he has that place he talked about, like you know, huge bit of land.
He's going to be that guy that you see that has like probably like 15 cars. You know what I mean? At one point, he's going to have, like, that garage that's
workshop.
Just, like, car, 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 yep. Car, car, car. It's going to be sick. Yeah. Shout out, Judah. Said it 8 times. anything else you kind of want to address before we just wrap this up here and call it episode 109?
No, like this has been nice,
good.
Dude.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty good. Pretty good to get back, you know, behind the mic.
Really enjoying the new studio.
Yeah, I'm hyped for these Saturday nights.
Hopefully new YouTube videos coming, too.
Yeah.
On both our channels.
Yeah. Yeah. Facts, dude.
Gohan, you all right? You okay?
Is that normal? You all right, bud?
Hey, you okay? You need a drink?
That's the fucking cause of him eating tennis balls and shit. You're like, eh, it'll come out the other end.
Shard, he eats everything. You eat all your toys. Come here, bub.
Yeah, I'm just playing. You can cut that out. World doesn't have to know he eats tennis balls. Gohan, you all right? You all right, bud? Well, this is episode 109. Thank you for watching.
Where can they find us at?
You can find us at City of Pawns Podcast. Let me restart. Let's just cut this out. Let me just get another chance at that outro. All right. I appreciate y'all for watching. This has been episode 109. Subscribe to our YouTube at City of Pawns Podcast. We've got new episodes coming to you every Monday. And we're coming to your ears, too. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Tidal, Booty Jank. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, man. Tap in with the City of Pawns Podcast. Again, new episodes every Monday. This has been episode 109, but it doesn't stop here. We have 108 other great episodes that you can tap into if you've already listened to this one and you want more. But stay tuned for next week. We're coming at your eyes. We're coming at your ears. Subscribe to the YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast. Gohan's barking, so you know he's excited for next week. Tap in. Thank you for watching, viewing, subscribing. So 109, hit him with that outro biscuit.